pet, come. Good little bitch. So obedient. Comes so quickly when called. Get on your hands and knees. Massage your mistress's feet while I tell you about the lovely idea I had. That little object between your legs is looking awfully sad. Tell me, how long have you been locked in that cage without relief? Has it been that long? You must be so desperate, so frustrated. You've been such an obedient bitch lately. Goddess is going to give you a choice. Are you ready? Listen closely, mutt. You are to choose option number one or option number two. Understood? First option is nothing. You go about your day, locked in your cage, no relief, nothing. Everything stays just the same. Don't like that idea? Well, you can always choose option number two. Option number two is Goddess unlocks you. Then she strokes your cock nice and hard and lets you come. It's been so long since you've come, hasn't it? I bet you can't even remember the last time. Can you? I bet it hurts to even think about. I bet your cock is straining against your cage just thinking about Miss allowing you to come. Does it hurt, bitch? I bet a nice, hard orgasm would make you feel so much better. So, what's your choice? Number one or number two? Well, aren't you anxious? So quick to pick number two. You want your pathetic cock to be let out of your cage. You want to feel Mistress's hand all over the shaft and be allowed to come. Of course you do. I approve of your decision. Let me just get the key and unlock you. Oh, I may have forgot to mention a few things. Some very important details slipped my mind. First, the entire time you are out of your cage, you will be servicing your owner's pussy. I'm going to unlock you, then I'm going to straddle your face, your slut tongue is not to stop pleasing your mistress, understand? You better fucking service me correctly. Next, and this is the part you'll really want to pay attention to. Mistress is going to edge you over and over. She's going to spit in her hand and stroke you, get you nice and hard, then stop. She's going to use her fingertip to trace along the tip and gently tease a line up your shaft just how you like. Then I'll stop. She's going to wrap her fingers tight around the base of your little cock and pump up and down fast and hard, then stop. She's going to dig her fingernails into the flesh of your cock, the pain so rich and deep, and then stop again and again. Goddess is going to bring you to the brink, make you moan and squirm, and then stop. Don't you dare fucking come until you are given permission. Understood, mutt? Good. And lastly, and this is the best part, mistress is going to let you come. You want that so bad, don't you? Do you want to know how? I'm going to stroke you so fast and so hard until you can't take it any longer. Then she will make you beg when she is satisfied or bored with your pathetic pleas. She will say, now. And I know you will explode for me at my command, because I know how desperate you'll be. Too bad mistress's hand won't be touching you while you come. Oh, that's right. Just at the supreme moment of pleasure, right as your cock starts to twitch and spasm, right as your balls start to clench, right at the point you want it worse than you've wanted anything in your life, I'm going to let go. You'll get to come, oh yes, but it will just spray weakly into the air. Your orgasm, the accumulation of weeks of desperation, locked in your cage, and hours spent being brought to the brink, ruined. Goddess will squeeze your balls, make you pathetically shoot every drop of your load. Your cock will drip cum onto your thighs, then shrivel up, weak and small. Goddess isn't even going to clean the mess off your body when she locks you back in your cage. You'll get your orgasm, but it will completely and totally be unsatisfying. It will be worse than if you just chose option one and suffered through just the normal amount of frustration. Goddess will laugh at your pain and suffering. It will make her own orgasm by your tongue so much sweeter. I'm going to grind my hips down, forcing your tongue deeper. I know you'll work even harder to please me, praying your beautiful, perfect goddess will grant you mercy, will grant her pitiful toy mercy. You can give up on that idea right now. You'll get no mercy. You are only getting frustration and desperation from your mistress tonight. Now, pet, are you ready to begin?